中世纪哲学与神的主权第四讲 Medieval Philosophy and the Sovereignty of God Session 4我们在讲 Anselm of Canterbury 安瑟伦他怎么讲信心与理性 Faith and Reason 刚才我们读过他有好几本书里面的序言他说为什么写这些书呢是要证明他们就已经相信的天主教徒已经相信的东西好叫他们心中快乐明白了心中快乐也能够说服别人我们继续来看那么安瑟伦所述诸的理性究竟是怎么样的理性呢 What kind of reason does Anselm appeal to?我们前面讲的这么多东西呢 It's not to cast any aspersion upon human reason. Certainly, Anselm intends all his writings to consist of rational discourse and argument. 是的，安瑟伦他的用意就是他所写的书都是在表达一些理性的推论和论证。The question is not whether Anselm appeals to reason. 问题不是安瑟伦有没有诉诸于理性 But rather, what kind of reason Anselm appeals to? 问题是他所诉诸的是怎么样的理性 Anselm was, of course, a medieval writer. 当然安瑟伦是一个中世纪的作家 Although in the Proslogium, he addresses the atheist of Psalm 14:1. 虽然在 Proslogium, 正这本书他所面对的读者就是诗篇第十四篇第一节那个的无神论者。He was not writing there for an audience dominated by the radical unbelief of the later Enlightenment, so-called. 当时他心目中的读者不是那些后来的所谓启蒙运动的彻底不信这种哲学影响之下的读者们，不是的。He was writing for an audience of Catholic Christians. 他是为天主教的基督徒写书的。He was able to assume the ability to appeal to faith and conscience. 他可以假设读者们会诉诸自己的信心跟良知的。In writing the Proslogium, he believed that 当他写他的政治本书的时候，他相信 anyone.Who took seriously his faith and conscience would accept Anselm's definition of God. 他说任何认真正视自己的信心自己的良心的人啊会一定会接受安瑟伦对上帝的定义的 and therefore at least implicitly believed in God. 因此至少原则上这个人是会相信神的 or in the language of cor deus homum,或者用上帝怎么写为什么成为人这本书的说法呢 He presented his arguments to people he assumed would already believe his conclusions. 他把他的论证提出给一些他认为已经相信他的结论的人 a gladdening exercise in meditation upon these truths. 因为他要读者们默想这些真理的时候能够欢喜快乐。Then, why the appeal to independent reasoning, that is, independent of scripture in his books? 那么他写书的时候，为什么他要独立于圣经，撇开圣经来做一些独立的推理呢？ Because, for Anselm, it is important for faith to seek understanding. 因为对安瑟伦来说信心寻求理解是重要的。Indeed, for him, this is the very nature of theology. 是的，对他来说，神学的本质就是这个。It is one thing to believe in God. 你相信神是一件事。It is another thing to understand how belief in God fits into a general Christian worldview. 但是另外一件事就是，我信神这个信仰怎么是符合一个基督徒的世界观呢 in Cur Deus Homo 上帝为什么成为人这本书里面呢 Note the question Bozo asked to begin the dialogue in chapter 2在第二章这个对话开始的时候一位修士波索 Bozo 提出一个问题 For what necessity and cause God who is omnipotent should have assumed the littleness and the weakness of human nature for the sake of his renewal 但上帝是全能的他为了什么原因呢要穿上微小的软弱的人性好像能够更新人性呢 Bozo does not ask this question out of a general unbelief Bozo 这个修道士问这个问题不是因为他不信 He believes in God 他信神 He believes God is omnipotent 他也相信神是全能的无所不能的 And believes in the incarnation 他也相信耶稣基督道成肉身的 But he does not understand why God became incarnate in Christ 但是他不明白上帝为什么透过耶稣基督道成肉身 This is a theological question 这个是一个神学上的问题 And Anselm answers it theologically 安瑟伦提出一个神学上的答案 He answers it using concepts in scripture that he and Bozo both believe 他回答的时候他所用的概念是他所相信的波索也相信的 In subsequent chapters, Anselm appeals to the nature of sin. 接下来几章呢安瑟伦会提到会诉诸于罪的本质 of Satan, 魔鬼的本性 of angels, 天使的本性 of eternal life and death, 还有永生永死等等 These are all biblical concepts. 这些都是圣经里的概念Anselm also refers to specific Bible verses. 他也会指出一些的个别的圣经的经句。For example, chapter 9 begins. 譬如说第九章是这样开始的。How it was of his own accord that he dies and what this means. 为什么他自愿死这个什么意思呢 He was made obedient even unto death.他顺服以致死 And for which cause God has highly exalted him 为了这个缘故上帝把他升为至高 And I came not to do my own will 我来不是要成就我的旨意 And he spared not his own son 上帝并不爱惜他自己的爱子 Not as I will but as you will 然而不按照我的旨意乃是按照你的旨意Here, Anselm assumes that these Bible passages are authoritative. 在这里呢，安瑟伦假设这些圣经的经文是带有权威的。And one's view of the incarnation must be consistent with these. 无论一个人怎么相信道成肉身，必须符合这些的经文的。So, when Anselm so-called leaves Christ out of view, 所以当安瑟伦说我先排开耶稣基督。It does not leave the whole biblical revelation out of view. 它并不是我现在排除所有圣经的启示的。We can imagine this as a theological exercise. 我们可以想象这一个的神学的一个的with the 课程一个的操练。Think of biblical doctrine as a series of puzzle pieces. 我们来想圣经的教义好像拼图游戏不同的那些的一块块的的碎片 Creation 上帝的创造 Divine love 上帝的爱 Christ's two natures 基督神人二性 Sanctification 成圣 The church 教会论等等 Christians presume that they all fit together neatly at least in the mind of God 那基督徒假设这些不同的教义至少在神的思想里面是很整齐的能够彼此协调成为一个整体的。But now let's remove one of these pieces. 好现在我们把一块拿出来的拼图游戏拿一块出来。The incarnation, 道成肉身。And see whether we can reconstruct its shape by considering the other pieces. 我们可不可以考虑其他的不同啊，一块块的其他的教义，从而看出啊这个道成肉身它的形状呢？ Can we show from a biblical understanding of sin, divine justice, divine mercy, Jesus' two natures, and so on, why it was necessary for him to be incarnated?
我们可不可以从圣经怎么说？怎么说罪？神的公义？圣经怎么说神的怜悯？耶稣基督神的恶性等等？从这些来看，为什么耶稣基督必须的是道成肉身呢？
Cordeus Homo intends to give the answer.
上帝为什么成为人这本书就是要提出这个答案。
And that is the nature of Anselm's so-called reasoning.
这个就是安瑟伦推理、啊、的性质。
In a sense, this involves leaving Christ or at least his incarnation out of view.、
啊、从某种意义上来说好像把耶稣基督道成肉身暂时放开。
But that means only that he is temporarily removing one piece from the puzzle in order to better describe its coherence with the other pieces.
不过这个只不过是意思就是说呢，他暂时把这一块拿走，好像能够更有效地描述这一块跟整个拼图的不同块是怎么样的彼此符合的。
It does not involve any departure from commitment to Christian faith.
他并没有放弃他委身于基督教的信仰，他并没有、啊、违背他对上帝启示的委身 or its revelation or its worldview， 他并没有放弃基督教的圣经的世界观。
So we can see that there is no contradiction between Anselm's commitment to faith-seeking understandingand his method of offering rational arguments for individual parts of a Christian system of truth.
所以一方面他说信心寻求理解，另外一方面他用什么方法来证明基督教信仰系统里面的不同 的教义的方法与信心寻求理解是没有矛盾的。
Similarly, in a preface to the monologium,
同样的在 Monologium 这本书
When Anselm proposes that nothing in Scripture should be urged on the authority of Scripture itself，
当他说圣经里面没有任何的教导需要可以用圣经的权威本身来施加于人的身上，
He's not denying the self-attestation of Scripture as a doctrine，
他没有否认圣经是自我证明的。
RatherHe's indicating in his method in this particular book.
他所做的是在告诉你这本书里面他用的是什么的方法。
That he will argue his conclusions not by citing scripture texts.
他说他现在要提出他的论证呢，不是用引用经文
but by expounding in extra-biblical language the rationale of the biblical doctrines.
乃是他用圣经以外的字来解释圣经的教义背后的理由，
a rationale consistent with and implicit in the biblical worldview that Anselm believes.
那这种的理由呢，是符合他所相信的圣经的世界观的，也是世界观里面原则上已经教导的。
So in the phrase faith seeking understanding,Anselm sees faith as something objectively given to Christians by revelation.
所以当安瑟伦说信心寻求理解的时候，这个信心这个信仰呢是已经透过神的启示客观的给了基督徒的。
That faith is assumed in any exercise of Christian reasoning.
这个信心呢在所有的基督徒的推理的作业里面是已经假设的。
The arguments he uses, though they might depart from biblical language, and though they might set aside some element of biblical teaching for the sake of argument, are themselves often taken from scripture, and in any case must be made consistent with it.
所以当他论证的时候，虽然暂时不用圣经里面的字，暂时摆开某一个教义，为了论证的缘故，暂时把它放在一边， 他的论证本身是从圣经而来的，而且必须是符合圣经的教导的。好了，我们来看第二部分了，讲了这么多关于信心与理性。第二部分 The Monologium 独白，独白这本书 The Monologium 独白 presents arguments for the existence and nature of God。 独白这本书呢，是提出证明上帝存在和他的本性 的论据的。These are similar to arguments later and more famously propounded by Thomas Aquinas。 这些的论证呢，就跟后来 Aquinas 所提出的论证是非常的相似的。 And when I discuss Aquinas, I will treat them in more detail。 所以那么当我讨论到 Aquinas 的时候，弗拉姆说我会更详细的来处理的。 Anselm's arguments deal with causality. God is the first cause, the cause of all causes, and levels of reality. 安瑟伦讨论到成因，上帝是第一因，和不同层次的 reality, 不同层次的现实。In the second area, Anselm deals with both levels or degrees of qualities, goodness, greatness, and levels of being. 那在第二个范围里面，他讨论 qualities, 属性、素质的不同程度，还有存在存有的不同的阶层。 In both areas, there is a hierarchy.在这两个不同的范围里面，就是成因的范围、现实的范围跟一些素质的范围呢，都有一个高低的程度的。 And Anselm argues that the hierarchy implies the highest member. 既然有不同的阶层，就暗示着有最高的一位的。The roots of his arguments from causality can be found in Aristotle and Augustine. 那么他用成因因果来论证的时候，这个背后我们看到亚里士多德跟阿古斯丁等。And the roots of his argument from degrees of reality can be found in Plato. 那么他讲到现实性的不同层次的时候，我们也看到柏拉图的影子的。Plato argued that goods in various degrees imply a highest good. 柏拉图认为有不同的善，不同程度的善，那就意味着有一个至善，最高的善 that serves as the cause and criterion. 这个最高的善是所有的善的成因，也是所有的善的准则。 Plato also thought that being itself is a matter of degree. 柏拉图也相信了这个是错误的，存有自己是有不同 程度的。 So the lesser beings imply the highest being. 所以有些比较少存有的低的存有者呢，就暗示有个最高的存有者。 A form of being in which lower beings participate 是一个最高的存有，这个的形式，这个 form 下面这些的存有者都跟他有份的。 Anselm of course does not believe that the first cause is an abstract form as Aristotle, or that the highest being is an abstract form as in Plato. 当然安瑟伦没有好像柏拉图相信最高的存有是一个抽象的形式，也没有像亚里士多德这样说一个最第一个成因是一个抽象的成因，抽象的 form. He believes rather than the God of the Bible is both the first cause and the highest being. 不是的，安瑟伦相信圣经里的上帝是最高的成因，也是最高的第一个成因，最高的存有者。 So he adds arguments to show, 所以他再加上一些论证来证明 that the true God has attributes and qualities beyond those of Aristotle's prime mover and Plato's form of the good. 所以他要证明啊，这个真神有一些的属性呢，是超过亚里士多德的第一动者，超过柏拉图的至善这个形式的。 He even develops arguments for the Trinitarian character of God, drawing on Augustine. 他甚至乎靠奥古斯丁为三位一体来做论证的。 Anselm's best contribution to philosophy is the argument for the existence of God presented in the Prologium. 那么安瑟伦最出名的哲学上 的贡献呢，就是他怎么证明上帝的存在，就是在 Prologium 证据这本书里面的论证。 The argument was called The Ontological Argument by Immanuel Kant。 到了1790年代的时候，康德称这个论证作为本体论的论证， The Ontological Argument。 But Anselm did not use any particular name for it。 但是安瑟伦并没有给他自己论证一个名字的。 And a preface, he recalls his dissatisfaction with the complexity of arguments in the Monologium, and reports。
他在序言里面说，他在 Monologium 独白里面呢，他的论证呢太过的复杂，他不满意的。他这样说，
I began to ask myself whether there might be found a single argument which would require no other for its proof than itself alone。
我就开始问我自己，有没有一个的论证呢是不需要别的支持的，他自己唯独可以独立的站立的文章。
And alone would suffice to demonstrate that God truly exists。
一个论证就可以证明上帝真的是存在，
And that there is a supreme good requiring nothing else，
有一个至善者不需要任何其他的事物的，
Which all other things required for the existence of well-being，
所有其他 存在物都要靠这个至善者最高者来存在，都要靠他而得到幸福的。
And whatever we believe regarding the divine being
可以证明上帝是怎么样的，所有其他的教义。
The answer to this inquiry came to Anselm almost as a revelation。
他怎么回答这个问题呢？就好像从启示而来。
It began to force itself upon me with a kind of importunity。
他说好像有一个压力逼着我能够看到这个论证的。
In chapter 1 he confesses his sins and asks for a small measure of illumination for a belief that he might understand and not the reverse。
在第一章他已经承认他的罪过，他求圣灵有某一方面给他光照，因为他相信好叫他能够理解，不是理解以至于相信的。
In chapter 2 he notes that God is that than which nothing greater can be conceived。
在第二章他说上帝就是没有任何存有者可以被看为是最比他更伟大这样的一个存有，这个是上帝。
A title as we noted earlier given by Christian Revelation，
这个的头衔呢我们已经讲过了，是从合乎圣经的。
Now the fool that says there's no God in Psalm 14:1 does not believe that such a being exists。
那么在诗篇14篇第一节那个的愚昧人呢，他认为没有上帝的，他并不相信这样的一个上帝是存在的。
But at leastHe has a concept of this being in his understanding。
但是这个愚昧人至少在他的理解里面有这个概念，就是有一个存有者，没有任何其他存有者可以被想象为比这个存有者更伟大。
The problem is that a fool does not think this being exists in reality。
问题是这个愚昧人呢，不相信这个存有者真实在世界上存在的。
But that position, says Anselm, is impossible。
但是Anselm说这个立场是不可能的。
Therefore, if that than which nothing greater can be conceived exists in understanding alone，
所以假如那个存有者没有任何其他存有物可以被想象为比他更伟大，这个存有物只是存在在我的理解里。
The very thing than which nothing greater can be conceived is one than which a greater can be conceived，
只是存在我理解里哦，没有存在世界上。那么这个东西呢，就不是一个最伟大的，没有什么东西可以被想象比它更伟大的咯。
Obviously that is impossible，
这个很明显是不可能的。
Therefore hence there is no doubt，
所以呢毫无疑问的，
There exists a being than which nothing greater can be conceived。
有一个存有者是存在的，没有任何其他存有物可以被想象为比它更伟大的。
And it exists both in the understanding and in reality。
它存在在你的思考里面，也存在在你现实世界里的。
Chapter 3， 第三章， He presents a further conclusion。 他再进一步的做一个结论 Not only does God exist, 上帝不单单是存在 but he cannot be conceived not to exist. 我们不可能想象上帝是不存在的。And a being who cannot be conceived not to exist is greater than the one who can be conceived not to exist. 所以有一个存有者你不可能想象他不存在的。就比一个你可以想象不存在的就更伟大咯。So God must be like that. 神一定是这样子的一个神咯。A being who not only exists, but cannot be conceived not to exist. 神不单单是存在的。而且人不可能被想象为是不存在的。In philosophy, such a being is called a necessary being. 在哲学里面这个叫做一个必然的存有物 as distinguished from a contingent being 与一个偶发性的存有物是、啊、区别的必然的偶发的 necessary contingent A necessary being is one that must exist rather than merely happening to exist 一个必然的存有者是必然必须存在的不是哦，刚刚好是存在的，不是的。So a necessary being is one who depends only on himself or itself. 所以一个必然的存有者是只靠他自己来存在的。A contingent being depends on something other than himself or itself. 其他的不是必然的、偶发性的、的存有者呢，是要靠其他的人其他的事物来存在的 Chapter 4第四章 Anselm deals with the objection and then in subsequent chapters he expounds the nature of God 安瑟伦处理一个反对的理由然后在接下来几章呢他就诠释了上帝的本性 His basic argument is 他基本的论证就是God is whatever it is, better to be than not to be. 上帝就是存在比不存在更好的。So God must be self-existent. 所以上帝必须是自存的。He creates all things from nothing. 他是从无有创造万物的。He is sensible. 他是有感觉的。Compassionate. 他是有怜悯的心的。Passionate. 没有激情的。Omnipotent, 无所不能的, and so on, 等等。He adds, however, that though God is passionless, he is not improperly said in some sort to feel. 虽然上帝是没有激情的,他并不是没有感觉的。Attached to the proslogium is an essay by the first critic of the argument, the monk Gonillo.在这个 论据这本书里面有一篇的论文就是第一个反对者就是那位修士 Gonillo、啊、同时呢有、啊、Anselm 的 Apologetic 他也写了这个护教来回答他的批判者的 Gonillo first expresses doubts about whether we can have in our mind's idea of one than which、no greater can be conceived Gonillo 第一个提出的问题就是说我们有没有可能啊在我们的思考里面有这个概念就是一个东西一个存有物没有任何其他存有物可以被想象为比它更伟大的呢这个是他提出的第一个理由我们下次继续来看啊这个安瑟伦怎么回答 Gonillo 然后究竟啊 Gonillo 啊究竟安瑟伦有没有受到普拉图或者亚里士多德的影响呢？我们下次继续。